Well, fans of self-driving cars say they will make roads safer. Human error was to blame for more than 90% of the time for the 35,000 deaths and crashes on U.S. roads last year. And self-driving cars are now close enough to reality that federal regulators are sketching out policies for them. Daniel Potter from Here and Now contributor KQED reports on what it would mean for all of us if robot cars are inevitable.
The way some car makers talk, power steering and cruise control are about to be relics.
You know, it's now clear that the next decade is going to be defined by the automation of the automobile. Yeah.
Woo. That's Ford CEO Mark Fields in Palo Alto back in August, announcing his company will make a self-driving car in the next 5 years. Lots of other companies are thinking about this too, like Nissan, Uber, and Google, which has nearly 60 experimental vehicles on the road. Google program manager Arturo Corral is showing me a white Lexus.
It's retrofitted with a lot of our sensors.
It looks like a car wearing quirky eyewear, maybe Google Glass. It can see the color of traffic lights and measures distant objects using radar and lasers.
Auto driving.
Inside, on Corral's laptop, all that feedback from maps, lasers, and cameras looks to me like an update on a classic arcade game where you have to cross four lanes of traffic without dying.
Your screen right now looks like an impossible game of Frogger.
Pretty much.
There's also a cartoonish big red button, which shuts off self-driving mode.
We've never had to use a button.
Our driver, or at least the person in the driver's seat, is Karen Isgrig. She keeps her hands inches from the steering wheel in case she has to take over.
Manual.
She says sometimes the car will act weird.
So, for example, I might feel it braking.
But then it turns out the computer is sensing something she doesn't and responding safely.
So the car will actually slow down for somebody running a red light, and I'll have to look around to figure out why, but in reality it's because the car is driving better than I would as a human being.
Let's pause and consider a possible future where cars drive themselves, or one scenario at least. Imagine zipping along a highway, your car talking with others around it, all drafting in tight formation. Your car drops the kids at school while you're at the gym. All that while preventing thousands of fatal crashes every year, or so the sales pitch goes. But right now, it's not even clear how you demonstrate that a driverless car can be trusted.
How do we get to safe enough?
Well, that's a golden question. How safe is safe enough?
This is Sarah Hunter.
I'm head of policy for X, formerly Google X.
You can buy a fancy car today that automatically stays in its lane on the highway and keeps up with traffic. Hunter says Google's ambition is a car so good at driving itself, it doesn't have a steering wheel or pedals at all. But don't go making plans for a test drive or test ride quite yet. Snow, ice, crossing guards. These things have the potential to stump self-driving cars and could hold them back for decades in certain places.
You could see one town with fully autonomous cars within 3 years, but actually have them not mainstreamed globally for another 30. That's totally possible.
There's no proof that machines can even drive as safely as humans can.
This is Steve Schladover, a research engineer at UC Berkeley.
And I think it will take a very long time to get to the point that that's even possible to prove.
Schladover says the average human drives thousands of hours without a serious crash, which is a high bar to match. Try to imagine your smartphone or computer going that long without a single glitch, not one hiccup.
That's how good it has to be just to be equal to drivers today.
Federal regulators know such cars are coming, so they want companies to show their homework, how self-driving cars will detect and respond to their surroundings, how they've been tested, how they'll protect data and safeguard against hackers. Then there's the ethical questions, because drivers make ethical calls. Say you're cruising down the street when a kid runs out from behind a tree. Best case scenario, you swerve into a parked truck and hope no one gets hurt. In that moment, a self-driving car will do as it's been programmed, whether its developers account for it or not.
But that's really just the tip of the iceberg when we talk about the moral implications of autonomous vehicles.
Ryan Jenkins is an ethicist at Cal Poly in San Luis Obispo. Self-driving cars raise thorny questions. Say one's trying to give a cyclist some room as it passes. What if making room means illegally crossing a double yellow line? Also, will we get so out of practice, so dependent on technology, that we forget how to be decent drivers? Jenkins says it's even worth asking if self-driving cars could actually make congestion worse.
In order to fully understand and prepare for these changes that are coming, society really needs to get out ahead of them.
If self-driving cars really are about to transform cities, they stand to alter a lot more than your commute. For Here and Now, I'm Daniel Potter in San Francisco.
And you're listening to Here and Now.